Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where we doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back in the building. Listen, man, I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday, man. Having a hell of a week. You feel me? We killing this week. We killing the workouts. We killing business. We killing everything this week, dog. It's I got nothing to complain about, bro, because when you fit, you blessed. Because when you fit, you feel good. And when you feel good, you perform good. When you perform good, you play good. And when you play good, you get paid good. You feel me? And if it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a corny nigga with some shades on a Wednesday night. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The dopest, the coolest, the coldest fitness podcast out. Are there other fitness podcasts? Of course, but it ain't this fitness podcast. This podcast got the most haters. This podcast got the most backlash. This fitness podcast is the funniest because these ninjas is corny out here. And before we get in the comments, I got one thing to say. If you with the body positivity movement, this ain't the podcast for you. Get out the podcast. If you making excuses for black women being overweight, this ain't the podcast for you. If you think ninjas could just get money and neglect their weight and their health, and that's a legit reason too, this ain't the podcast for you. And last thing, if you gonna respond to my videos and act like I don't know what I'm talking about, don't come back on my page a week later talking about now I agree with you. Oh, nah, brother, I already cooked you, so don't try to come back and apologize. Take your dad by the ass back to your side of Instagram, stay over there, and don't come back to my side. And I will make another post about you if you get slick again. All right, we smacking bitch assness out of the podcast, and we smacking bitch assness out of the comments. With all that being said, let's get in these comments and get this episode started. No bitch assness allowed over here. Next time y'all come over here, we smacking bellies. We smacking fupas out the way. Smacking man boobs out the way. Get that shit out of here. We don't got time for that. Low testosterone having ninjas, get out of my comments. Get out of my DMs. We ain't got time for none of that. Let me stop before I get carried away, because I could do a whole hour on that topic. Anyway, Machete, what's going on? Welcome back to the show, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Wicked Scorpion, welcome back to the show. Steph, Indian Dolly, welcome back to the show. Nikki, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
PTFI, Joe Thomas, catch the playback. Playback gang, hit the like button. Wicked Scorpion, go get the workout in after sucking at games. What up, Mike Hawkins? Body positivity.
Nope.
Big Spider in the building. If you tie your belly up like some Louis Vuittons, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, if you tying your fupa up, you get your ass off the podcast too. We ain't got time for that. You tying up the fupa, thinking that's a solution for bottomless mimosas. No, ma'am, you thinking that's a solution for ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
No, ma'am, get your ass off the podcast, too. All right? This, oh, y'all like the slap button. Happy hump day evening, y'all. What's up, man? Hey, and you know what they say, when you fall down, it's only one thing you could do. Rise and rise. Welcome back to the show, bruh. You on mute, bro. You on mute.
My bad. Hey, that slap was right on time. Hold on. But first of all, so old buddy came back and tried to apologize.
Oh, I ain't tell. Oh, yeah, I ain't tell you, bro.
Bro, what?
I ain't tell you, bro.
I said, I ain't tell you. He ain't talking about who I think he's talking about.
Yeah, he came in the comments talking about, yeah, I actually agree with this post. Nah. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Get out of here, bro. Don't come back in the comments like that. That ain't what we do, bro. Nah, stand on business.
Stand on business, right.
Yeah. You stand on business. It's crazy, bro. Yeah, man. But listen, we're gonna get to the first video. Did you see Ginuwine on stage?
Shit. I seen him on stage one time where this dude was like trying to do some dance moves and shit like that. And it was like,
well,
nah.
Well, fellas, y'all got to stop skipping leg day. Fellas, Ginuwine is going to show y'all why y'all need to stop skipping leg day, because y'all going to be 50 years old one day. And this is going to happen to you if you keep skipping leg day. Oh, talking about leg day is gay.
No diddy, you know.
Okay, well, let's see. Hold up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bruh, that's not even a far landing, bruh.
Bro.
That's not even a far landing, dog. That motherfucker jumped 4 feet. Brother need to do some squats. He need to do some lunges.
Why are you jumping down?
Bruh, at that point, you should have just took the steps.
Right.
My man missed 3 decades of leg day.
Nope.
Bruh, wow. Take the steps next time, dog. Now he can't do no concerts. I know he tore his ACL on that.
Nope.
Then try to grab his man to help him.
Right. Nope.
That's not
and
going
to try to bring him down with him. That's crazy.
my leg went out.
He seen a big back and tried to get some help.
My leg went out.
That's not what big backs are for, Ginuwine.
Big back activity.
Oh, my God. Come on, Ginuwine. You taking L's like this, bro.
Taking crazy L's, bro. Ginuwine, hey, come on. Hey, fellas, stay on the leg day, whether that's the calisthenics, whether that's the heavy weights.
Facts.
That got to be part of your routine, man. You can't be having this happen in the middle of a concert. You at the concert to make money.
Right.
And you about to fuck the bag up because you ain't been doing no leg day.
Nope.
I was about to say, here's the thing. What you jumping for, you ain't even working out. That's an automatic L. You know you too old to be doing all that.
Yeah, one, you too old. First of all, Ginuwine, get a smack. Get your bitch ass out of here. All right, Ginuwine. And y'all wonder why your girl be liking a personal trainer. Maybe the personal trainer hit legs. Maybe she tired of looking at your Ginuwine skinny leg having ass. All right? And we know we got a testosterone problem. And you not doing leg day on top of the low testosterone problem? Fellas, y'all tripping.
This is what happens when you don't do legs, fellas. Somebody told him, too. They was like, Ginuwine, since you about to do all this touring, why don't you go work out? He was like, man, I still got it. And look, when he was falling back, he was smiling. He was thinking about what his homeboy said.
Yeah, all right.
He was like, God damn, I should have been lifting.
Man, Ginuwine need a personal trainer, man. Hey, Ginuwine, holler at me, bro. We get you right, bro.
I ain't from D.C.
Yeah, he from around here, man.
Yeah, get him right, bro. Get him right.
Support local business, Ginuwine.
That's a fact.
Marty slapping motherfuckers like baby powder on how... Shut up, bro. If you a zesty ninja drinking bottomless mimosas with the pinky finger up, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not.
That's crazy.
Dudes that skip leg, they have low T levels, so maybe they are gay themselves. Wow.
No diddy, you know?
That's crazy.
Definitely no diddy.
Even Big Boy held himself up. What's up, Maz? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
His jeans all out of room. What the fuck?
Hey, you out of here, bro. What the fuck? My leg went out. You out of there with that one.
You're arrested for the day, bro. That's insane, bro.
Oh, man.
Even though this happened last year, it's safe to say he's not the same OG. Oh, I ain't know this was last year. Yeah. Them legs don't work in them jeans.
Anytime.
He need to get in the gym anytime. He need to go to Anytime Fitness.
Nope.
What are you talking about? Get your membership. That's the joint in North Carolina, right? Anytime Fitness, ain't that?
We do got Anytime down here, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. His whole life has changed for him to be jumping off with those bad knees. Facts. Genuine need to unbig his back. Yeah, Genuine tripping, man. All right, man. Hey, we killing y'all on this episode already. All right, man. You remember, you seen the post I did with the dude, the fat dude trying to get on the horse?
Bruh, yes. Oh, my God.
So, look. So, he's a comedian, bruh.
The guy on the horse?
He's a comedian, and he does stand-up with his shirt off, bruh. No cap.
Stop the cap.
Y'all check this out. Let me give it more of an intro. So, if you didn't see the horse video, basically, this guy... This big back activity. He probably 300 plus pounds. He does stand up comedy with his shirt off, with that belly all out.
Belly, belly.
With them man boobs all out.
No diddy, you know.
Let's check it out.
Damn.
A lot of people together. Black people together. Mexicans. Gay people. Y'all stick together. Fat people don't stick together. I could tell you that. Like. Fat people do not like other fat people. You're never going to see them in groups. If you see a bunch of fat people together, they are related. This is some real shit. I hate fat people. I do not. I swear to God, I don't like.
Bro, this is crazy.
My DJ. I don't like this.
Damn.
That side profile is crazy.
I'm just saying, I don't really get along with other.
This wouldn't have happened in the 80s and 90s, bro.
Fat people, bro. Because, like, it's just certain shit you don't do. So I start hanging out with people that's not my size. I'm the only fat nigga in my group.
Stop the cap.
And now I go and try to do skinny people activities. I don't.
Stop the cap.
I don't know. I came down here. I was going to ride a horse. Did y'all see that video? Yeah, that's me. I tried to get on a horse. They about to sue my ass. I broke the horse leg. I'm like, this is kind of fucked up. So, like, I got to get me some new friends, and I got to get me some new friends ASAP. Or I could just change the narrative and lose weight, right? No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we know you're not doing that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Go ahead, bro.
The fact that he can comfortably go on stage like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Is diabolical, and... Like, talking about he's the only fat nigga. Bruh, black man, we have to stop this shit.
We got to, bro.
It's really not funny. Like, he up there like it's funny. It's like, bro, that's not normal. He about broke that horse leg for real.
Nah, I think he really did break the horse leg, bro. And
that's even worse. Because Peter should be on that ass because that's not animal for real, abuse. Bro. That's animal abuse.
It's crazy that society has gotten so comfortable with this fat shit that we got people performing like this, bro. Right? We got people performing 300 plus pounds with their shirt off. And you can't you can't say nothing. They gonna say I'm body shaming.
Nope.
They gonna say I'm fat phobic.
Nope.
Nah, bro, put a shirt on, bro. I'm not coming to see that shit, bro. There's nothing funny about you being a walking heart attack on stage.
Nope.
Walking high blood pressure on stage.
Nope.
This is bad work.
This is worse than I thought because, like, even if you think about, like, I did this show tonight about, like, overweight rappers, this fat rappers. That dude, David Blunts. This dude, man. He about the same. He, like, what, 400-some pounds, right?
He 500.
Bro, you know he was talking about crowd surfing.
I know, I seen that shit, bro.
And I'm just like, bro, first of all, we know you don't love yourself, number one, because ain't no way you just gonna be overweight and happy about this shit. That's how I know psychologically something wrong. But then you're gonna crowd surf. Now you hurting other people. That dude hurt that horse. I didn't even know the leg got really broke. So that's even worse.
I don't know if it's true, but still, the horse could have really got seriously hurt. Fuck a leg injury. The horse could have had a spinal injury with that bullshit. His big bullshit ass on there. Yeah.
This is why I can't be promoting something. When someone says something like when that guy was talking about how, oh, you can be overweight and still be fit. No, the fuck you can't. Because when you start accepting that, you start to see people like that get on stage trying to be funny, overweight like that. We don't want to see that. Then you're getting other people in jeopardy hurt. DJ Khaled did the same thing. Try to crowd surf and knock the whole 20 people down. Now you got people that's coming to your shows not trying to go because your big ass gonna be damn crowd surfing, and now you getting they hurt because of body positivity.
Man,
that's why I can't promote it.
You know what I call his big ass? Bill Belichick.
Belly Deli.
Keenan and Belly.
Belly Deli.
All fat.
Champ Belly. Champ Belly.
Belly Deli.
Belly Gibson.
Belly Deli.
this shit is really ridiculous, man. Society's cooked, man. You ain't gonna make me feel bad for speaking up on this bullshit, man. Let's look at his big back ass one more time. We're gonna keep it moving.
A lot of people together, black people together, Mexicans, gay people. Y'all stick together. Fat people don't stick together. I could tell you that. Like, fat people do not like other fat people. You never gonna see them in groups. If you see a bunch of fat people together, they are related.
That's not true.
Real shit. I hate fat people. I do not. I swear to God, I don't bro, like my DJ.
That side profile is crazy, bro. Look at them back rows. That's,
bro, he got titties and all.
Bro, the whole time he up there, all I hear is this. That's all I hear when he up there, big back ass. That's enough. Get his big belly off the stage. He need smack his belly off the stage, smack his man boobs off the stage, smack his back rolls off the stage, smack them fat ass sweatpants off the stage. And we sick of this shit, bro. This shit got to change, bro. Especially with the black men, it's getting crazy out here. We following the trend of the black women, and that's already a task trying to help them with they. Never mind.
No, we speak about it because it's a task. They so used to just being comfortable with being overweight. To the point where when we call it out, we the mean ones.
All right. Well, it's a task dealing with they big back asses.
Big back activity.
It's a task dealing with they fried chicken asses.
You go fry some chicken. You.
All they want is crispy food.
Ooh, that's crispy.
All they want to do is get pregnant and get their back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
It's like, no, let me stop. All they want to do is go to the barbecue all summer.
It's barbecue in there.
And we killing y'all today. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Crazy. That boy said Belly Bundy.
A lot of comedians have insecurities, especially the fat ones. That's why they want to make fun of themselves. Yep. Old brother is right. If they want to make fun of themselves for money, so be it. But they're still going to be huffing and puffing, looking like obese brown bear. Facts. Fat ninjas always perform with their shirts off. Man, that's not a lie, Mike. He probably don't have real friends. What's up, Jenny? What's up, Nikki? What else we got, bro? What's up, Jabari?
Yes, sir.
That guy sent that poor horse to the glue factory. Paul Wall and Gucci Mane used to be fat, but they got smart and lost weight, even though Paul Wall used surgery. At this point, man, I'd rather use surgery than don't do nothing.
Yo, this shit is crazy, man.
Our belly. Our belly. Belly Clarkson. Hey, man. He lives in Belly's Crossroads. Belly Gates. Belly Bundy. Belly Chocolate Pudding. Belly Bob Thornton.
Yo, these comments is wild.
Fat back for real. What's up, David Wilkins? Hey, we going crazy in the comments today. Kobe pulled the transformation of Wiz and Moneybagg. Yo, they look great. Oh yeah, those are good transformations.
They did.
Oh, y'all fucking with the slaps. That force field, how Marty and Michael Hawkins feel when they used to crank them BBWs. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Come on, man. They say he used to crank them BBWs, bro.
That was him. That's why he's saying that. That was him, bro.
Oh, Spider-Man.
That was Spider-Mo. Yeah, the old Spider-Mo, man. Hey, we killing y'all today. Let's keep this podcast going. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. All right, bro. Did you see the joint I did yesterday of the girl talking about she don't want a fit dude that's counting calories?
No. Oh, show me that one. I got to see that one.
You ain't see that? All right. I got y'all. Well, anyway, this girl says she don't want no fit man. Fit men are too strict.
Nope.
Wow. So let's check it out. We're gonna rap. Because ladies, y'all, we're gonna rap. Yeah. Ladies, listen up.
Oh, I got to see this shit.
I don't really do the muscle bound guys. They don't like to eat. They too strict for me. I likes to eat. I'm not a big girl, but I love to eat. I don't want you counting calories while we're out. You talk about you're in a calorie deficit. Okay, nigga. You think you better than me?
Yes, I do think I'm better than you.
I got this chin blow going on. I want some of your fries and my food. It's too strict over there.
Yeah, nobody talks about this enough, man. Nobody talks about how the fit guy cannot get a girl.
All right, I forgot to take that ninja's part out, but basically, y'all get it, man. So, this is what I don't understand, bro. The guys who have some type of boundaries, the guys who's disciplined, the guys who show some consistency, the dudes that act like that show the traits of real men, real men as leaders, real positive traits of men getting demonized.
Nope.
But at the same time, if they get a fat ninja with a big belly,
Belly Deli,
with bigger boobs than her,
Belly Deli,
she ain't gonna be attracted to that. That thing ain't getting it's making her dry up.
Belly Deli.
So at this point, what do y'all want? What are y'all looking for? But this shit is crazy, bro. And it's gonna be some simp, weak ass dudes out there that's gonna hear this and maybe lighten up on their boundaries or lighten up on their restrictions. I've seen plenty dudes over the years, they've been on their shit, they've been in the gym, but their wife wasn't fucking with it. Yeah. So they stopped going to the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's the most bitch ass shit you could do. And y'all bitch ass ninjas get a smack too.
Yeah. This is so insane how you can hear all these ladies talk about how good of a man they want. They want a good man. They praying for the good man.
Yeah.
But when you get one, now it's too much. I'm be honest. I just don't think they're ready for a good man. That's why they can't get one.
Yep.
Because whenever a good man does, and a good man should have priorities, he should have a regimen, he should have a foundation. You need to get up under his program. And in my eyes, I don't think you're ready for a man like that because you're not ready to get up under what he got going on.
Exactly. So you're going to
stay getting with or they're going to talk junk about the guy because he's doing good, and it shows the less than man to say, well, I got a chance now. She should date a chunky dude then. But see that, y'all both from school. No, man, and she's spitting because it's like, if that's the case, then y'all need to lower y'all standards. If y'all don't want a fit man, okay, well, yeah, go get a fat man. Go get a broke fat one. Go get a whatever, and be happy and respect them.
Bro, that's not what they want, bro. It's just that, you know, a lot of people, they automatically run away when they get held to a higher standard. A lot of people don't want to get uncomfortable, man. So it's that take me as I am mindset. The same, all this shit, I was talking to my man about this the other day. All this shit with the body positivity and the whole take me as I am, all this shit lines together, bro.
It is.
This shit hits different aspects of life. This is the same mindset. It's just in a different form. Take me as I am. I don't want to have to eat clean. I don't want to have to get better. I don't want to have to put some effort in, right? Even if I get fat when I get old, he's still supposed to like me. No, baby, that thing ain't getting up for you. Right. It ain't getting up for that belly.
Belly, Deli?
But it's getting up for the fit girl. Damn, and don't get mad at me. Get mad at God, because that's how he made us.
Belly, Deli?
That's a fact.
That's how he made us.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be any woman who says they get attracted by a dude getting fatter and lazier and sloppier and weaker, they're fucking lying.
She got psychological issues.
Exactly, bro.
Ain't no girl about to just go for that. Y'all know what it's like.
Y'all know what it's like getting with a fit dude. Y'all just gonna have to up y'all standards. Sure, we'll take you up. We'll take you as you are, but we're definitely gonna say, no, you need to raise it up. You need to get in that gym and work
you
that
feel
out.
Me?
And because that's the requirement.
Yep. And let them say they want their ninja to make more money.
See, thank you. If you want them to make more money, you need to be at a weight standard. You want more money with a dude? You need a weight standard.
Step it up. And no surgery, not an option.
Nope. Nope, we don't take no surgery.
We're not doing that.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, I got a nope for y'all.
Nope.
And she can shut her bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's get in these comments. Oh, they going crazy in the comments. Why is it always the butter faces swearing a lot talking about fit dudes like that?
Let him cook.
The truth comes out, she wants a fit dude but doesn't want to work on a relationship. That's a fact. Ooh. Why does her face look like a Halloween mask? You're out of here. That's crazy.
That's cool.
David Wilkins, that is cap.
Stop the cap.
She wants a fat guy. She's capping.
Stop the cap.
These women are the ones we say shut your bitch ass up. Facts.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She a narcissist who doesn't respect boundaries. She insecure. Zion Williamson face.
Strike three, you're up.
That's insane.
Damn.
Outside of bodybuilders, no ninjas is coin if calories. She don't attract fit dudes. She probably don't attract fit dudes. Take me as I am. It's so weak and I'm tired of it.
That's facts.
What's up, Marsha? So if you get an out of shape dude, don't have no epiphany and want a fit dude because you're a man and on oxygen and meds for life.
Let him cook.
Facts. Yeah, Jenny loves saying that shit.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's Jenny N-word call right there. Yeah, this guy Chris has a podcast, See Marty Fit. Yeah, I get on there and say ninja. I'm part of the fam.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Count calories. I think I knew what you meant, bro. Take me as I am. Nobody approach you like that anyway. Yep. They don't want a man unless he's over 6 feet tall, but their blood pressure and weight are the same number.
God damn. We cooked as a black community. If this is what y'all got to do, we done.
I got you, Mark Carter.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Yeah. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Yeah, we don't got time for that, bro. Yeah, no. These folks just be on here lying, man. But anyway, we killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. It is, Marsha. All right, we got, have you seen the big black girl travel group?
Oh, gosh. I think I seen
the
something
The diet
like
don't work for you the same.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check out the big black girl travel group.
Oh, I'm calling all my big girls all over my timeline because this is Plus Paradise Getaways. I created a body positive travel group for everybody.
How is body positive, but y'all in there putting toxic shit in your body? Oops, my bad. My bad. Let me let the video play before I chime in. My fault.
And everybody type, and I want you on my next trip. Listen, I did not want
to. Oh, whoa.
Why she got a ball spot?
Hey, yo. Hey, ladies. Hold on. We'll continue the video. Hold on, ladies. Hold on. King Elijah, hold on. Ladies. Ladies, y'all got to start keeping it real with y'all ladies, man. With y'all girlfriends. Y'all letting her go on a trip looking like that, man? What the hell, ladies? Next time your girlfriend want to go on a trip and she built like that, smack her. With the ball spot out, bending over twerking, and whatever ninjas in them cheeks, smack her. And every time she drive past the gym and don't get a gym membership, smack her. Every time she go past the grocery store and don't go to the vegetable aisle, the fruit aisle, or the lean protein aisle, smack her. She ain't got a gallon of water in her house, smack her. She getting Diet Cokes and Diet Pepsis in her house, smack her. Next time she go to the drive thru, smack her. my bad, Elijah. Well, I had to go off on a tangent real quick, man.
I've never seen a lady like that with a ball spot like that.
Hold on, we gonna finish the video. My fault, y'all.
Listen, I did not want the twerk tape edition of Plus.
Oh, we're going to start right back where we was at.
It's Plus Paradise Getaways. I created a body positive travel group for everybody and everybody type.
She could bend over. I'll let that slide.
And I want you on my next trip.
She can't bend over. I'm not letting that slide.
Listen, I did not want the twerk tape edition of Plus Paradise to get us kicked off of TikTok. Anyway, Plus Paradise is a body positive travel group that I created because, listen, quite frankly, I was tired of being the fat friend on every trip. I love to travel. I've been all over the world. But I was like, you know what? There's a lot of people who look like me and are my size that don't get out and travel because they're scared. They're ashamed. There's anxiety that comes with traveling. Will I fit on the plane? Can I go on this excursion? Will people be looking at me crazy if I wear this swimsuit? Well, in this group, you don't have to think about that because I have created an environment where we all can be one, including my hair flipping. In December of 2024, we went to Montego Bay, Jamaica, had an incredible time. Well, this year we are going to Bali, and
they said the Jamaicans love them big joints.
So excited we are taking over Indonesia. Listen, no matter your size, no matter your shape, if you want to come to a community.
That no matter your size, no matter your shape is straight bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? Because 9 times out of 10, them same girls don't like their shape. And this is just going to enable them to not do anything about it. Oh, I'm going to just go over here where they accept me, where I'm going to continue to get fucking fatter and unhealthier. And we're doing unhealthy shit on the trip on top of that. Let me finish this shit.
Where you won't feel judged, where you will be free to be who you are, and you're going to have a good time.
They free to be where they are in big back ass America. God is going to cut that shit
out. Big back activity.
Fat acceptance is as high as it's ever been in this country.
Don't worry, okay? We always keep plus size people in mind at Plus Paradise. So, of course, no matter your mobility, your size, you are welcome to come with us. You can go to our website, Plus Paradise.
All right, that's enough.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
That's where we at in America now, bro.
Yeah.
And you see why our women are the most obese. It is the most accepted in our community. It's accepted in the white community too, though. White people, we got white video on the way. Hold tight. Hang tight. But this is not helpful. This is where you see this goes down to the kids. You see all these fat little boys and girls running around. Right? And you boosting their confidence up. And it's the same thing. Oh, accept me as I am. Take me as I am. A real man don't care about no belly. A real man don't care about no rolls. A real man do care about that A1C and that diabetes. What are you talking about? So don't demonize someone because they trying to make you better. You know what I'm saying? And stop looking for spaces to just accept your bullshit. Right? That's not a good way to live your life. Let's see how them ladies feel in 20 years. You got anything on that, bro?
I do, bro. And I like what you said because you said that she's keeping our community overweight because she shares our face. She shares our skin color.
Yep.
And when she's promoting this, there's other black ladies who look at this and say, oh, well, then I'm okay with my weight then. There's no incentive to try to lose weight at this point. Even though you went to the doctor and they tell you, oh, yeah, you're obese. You need to lose weight. Now there's a lady that looks just like you saying that, girl, it's okay.
Yep.
It's all right. And so this is the psychological thing that preferably our black women go through. And I completely don't like it because it messes up their psychology for real.
Yep.
And that's why I have to give a shout out to that lady who wrote that article in Chicago when she was talking about how they did a workout with all races, black, white, Hispanic, and all of them did the right workouts and lost weight. But the black ladies gained the weight back due to the psychological issues because they used to walk in Lake Erie. But the black girls will look at the white girls and say, we don't want to walk Lake Erie and look like a skinny white girl and eat grapes and fruit and shit.
That's wild.
And that's a psychological issue that keeps us held back. And that article showed it. This type of rhetoric is the same thing. All she's doing is saying, you can still be overweight and enjoy yourself. That right there is a sign of self-hate.
Yeah, man, that's definitely self-hate. And what else is self-hate is what people don't realize is you got to invest in your health, man.
You do.
This shit is an investment, dog. Yes, you have to pay for a gym membership. You have to pay for that trip to Jamaica, too, we just watched. How you paying for the flight? You got to pay for a place to stay. You going to buy some souvenirs. You going to buy food out there. but you can't afford no trainer. You complain about trainer prices and gym membership prices, but you can pay all this money for what, a 4-day trip, 5-day trip, if that, and you use your PTO. This shit is crazy, bro. You don't want to invest in your health. Yeah, you gotta spend some money, bro. Everything costs money. Bottomless mimosas cost money, right? You spend it. What you spend for bottomless mimosas and chicken and waffles, that's a portion of your training payment right there. You know what I mean? So, yes, you have to invest. You got to invest some time. You got to invest some effort. Yes, the shit hurts. But you hurt every day. You try to get up out that bed, and you can't even get up out the bed straight. You got to scoot and shit. You got to roll your big ass belly over to get up out the bed to go pee in the middle of the night. You about to pee your pants. Big old age, big back ass, big age having ass. About to pee your pants because your big back ass can't get up out the bed. Every time you go up the flight of steps, your heart racing and shit. But the trainer costs too much. Oh, but you got some dusty ninjas in your DM ready to clap some cheeks, so it's okay. Mm. So it's okay. Oh, yeah, D, it's easy to get some D.
Nope.
It's easy to be a fat slob, too.
Yep.
Yep. So just keep choosing the easy route. And I heard a quote the other day. It said that you have all these problems in life, but as soon as you have a health scare, you only got one problem. You ain't worried about all that other shit.
Yep.
So keep encouraging this shit. And no, I'm not gay because I'm speaking up on it.
No diddy, you know?
No, it don't mean my D can't get past the cheeks because I'm speaking up on it.
No diddy, you know?
What else they be saying to me, bro? He said, my mother doesn't love me.
No diddy, you know?
Whatever the fuck they talking about.
It's so crazy because, like, even when they overweight, they don't realize how much it messes up their hormones. If you look at that video, that lady was overweight and had male pattern baldness.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
Insane. So, ladies,
that was crazy, bro.
It's not meant for y'all to be this heavy. Y'all really need to realize that you being in a healthy weight is where it's at. The problem is in the black community, when you actually in a fit weight, we think that means you're too skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a damn shame because now you're literally causing someone that's losing weight to now have psychological issues with trying to lose weight to where they think they need to gain weight now just to be accepted into the black community. That's yep. why the black community is trash.
Exactly.
Regular weight is not too skinny. That's normal.
Yep.
But it's so many big people that we have to shame us for losing weight. And black men, we do it too because we got to stop shaming our ladies.
Oh, we got a video coming up.
That's crazy. So, I mean, we need to be promoting what a healthy weight really is for your height, for your weight. That's a fact.
All facts, my guy. If you got a bald spot, don't watch the podcast. Poor endocrine function causes alopecia. Them chicks ain't friends.
There you go.
I travel internationally with a larger person in our group, and it definitely affected our plans. Couldn't keep up with the walking tours and was hella concerned with when and what we were going to eat. That's...
Let him cook!
Imagine that shit, bro.
That's wild.
They gonna lie to keep the ugly one around so they look like the better option. I said that the other day. They don't want you looking better than her. They want the personal trainer at them. They don't want the personal trainer coming up to you.
That's not your real friend. They'll go out with y'all because they know they look better than y'all just to get more attention.
I'm telling you, bro.
A real friend. I seen it.
Yep. None of her friends ain't have a wife or a scarf to cover up her. A wife? I don't know what you meant. They ain't have a scarf to cover up her bald spot. I don't know. Fit women still winning, absolutely. Body positive travel group, come on. Exactly. She does. They don't travel because they can't fit everywhere. And you know they got seatbelt extenders on that plane ride to Jamaica. They can't fit in that seat. What is so positive about being overweight and unhealthy? Nothing.
Nope.
Jamaican ninjas need green cards.
They're going to pop the big joint to get it.
Disneyland with the white park hoppers. That's crazy, bro. Extra large excursion, super heavy duty. Yeah, man. This shit is getting crazy. Thought that was a Royal Rumble. Oh, I got something for the Royal Rumble. They can't see us like John Cena, bro. They can't see us like John Cena, bro. Yeah. They big ass coming out with the John. They big ass coming out the John Cena music. Hold on, I'm gonna play that joint at the end. Hold up.
BBWWE.
Dom DeMarco.
BBWE. Smackdown. Hey, that boat was the ring. That shit was shaking and everything.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me get to these comments. I got you, man. I love black people, but I hate N-words, and I really do. I can't hang out with N-words. We all hate N-words, man. Yeah, don't want to be a skinny white girl. It's crazy. Trainers and meal plans aren't really that expensive. You could definitely find an affordable trainer in your area, man. Definitely, man. Hey, we're going to... speaking of BBWE, oh, damn it, my camera. I'm going to put this on and fix my camera. This is perfect timing. Hold up. Where that joint at? Here you go.
Oh, I'm calling all my big...
Hold up. I got y'all.
Oh, man.
Hey. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
We killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco.
Crazy. What's the little wrestling group that they had back in the day?
The NWO.
BWO.
The New World Order.
The Big World Order.
Dom DeMarco.
No, Big Ass Order.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
They pull it up to the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
Oh, man, my camera keep messing up.
It's Wendy's.
Man.
All right, man. So, look, we got dudes encouraging the bullshit, too, man. Sorry, but I'm going to fix my camera, but I'm going to play this video. We got fit dudes telling telling big girls he going to pick them up for the summertime. Let's check it out.
Hey, Fredo, what'd you say?
Listen, if she ain't 300 pounds or more, I don't want her.
Can you even lift 300 pounds, though?
You see I got the butters on? Listen,
the Yetas?
With the Timberlands.
The Yetas? Hold on.
How much is this?
305.
All right, we're going to start there. Listen, all my BBWs, get ready, because I'm about to lift you up this summer, all right? Let's do it.
I can't help it.
For the big girls. Ah. Woo.
It's one big girl.
Woo.
It's two big girl.
Woo.
It's three big girl.
Bring the friend.
Come on.
That's four big girls. Ah.
Hold on.
Five big girls, damn.
Man, five big girls. Bring the friends this summer, all right?
I don't know what's going on with my camera.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
But I say this, though. That right there is keeping our women big. Do you agree or disagree while I get this camera right, Elijah Wan?
I got you, man. See, this is that simp behavior shit. This is simp behavior. Talking about lifting big girls, like all that's gonna do is promote this big girl epidemic. Ain't nobody lifting 300 pounds. That man ain't doing that shit. He's not hitting no big girls. And if he is, he got a low standard himself. Ladies, if a man really doing this, he whole capping. So this is I can't believe this shit, bro. And it gotta be our people too. Simping for the coochie.
And I'm going to tell you this too, ladies. You know, picking up 300 pounds in the weight room is not the same as picking up 300 pounds of body weight. It's not the same. You can see a dude benching 315 easy. He's not lifting you up the same way. It's not happening. No. So y'all better stop using that excuse, man. This is ridiculous, bruh. All right, before I continue, let's get this troll out the way.
Yeah, I saw it too.
All right, let's get this. First of all, brother, you come in here talking all big and bold with your chest out. Have a profile picture. That's number one. Why you, Mr. C. Marty Fit, are putting black males on your platform to discuss black women weight? Okay, we're talking about males now. Hold up, let me fix my shit. Hold up.
It's a damn issue. That's why we on here speaking about it. Because black men be simping for this type of shit. Just like that dude on that video promoting this big back activity shit. That's why we speaking about it, because it's a big issue in the culture.
Yeah. Let's talk about it, bro. The reason why our women is so big is because bitch ass ninjas like you don't tell them the truth. Don't speak up on it. Y'all keep defending them. No, we call out bullshit for the men and women. If you really watch my platform, since you want to troll, I talk about the men all the time. I go harder at the men. Don't come in here trolling, bro, with that bullshit. All right? You and these other soft ass men out here. This is what happens. All these zesty ass ninjas out here. No disrespect to that community. But who's supposed to hold women accountable? Because when the women hold women accountable, y'all call them pick me's.
No diddy, you know?
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. So who's supposed to hold them accountable, bro? What's wrong with y'all, bro? That's what's wrong with the black community. Y'all don't even want to get better. You think you big and bad by standing up. It don't matter if it's a white man saying it, a white woman saying it. It don't matter, bro. The right information is the right information. Y'all be so caught up on race, and y'all racing to the damn brunch and cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
This shit getting pitiful out here, bro. Y'all got to fix that shit. Ladies, stop listening to this shit. Oh, you can't say that to a black woman. Why the fuck I can't say that to a black woman? I got a black mother. I got black aunts. I date black women. Why the fuck I can't say that shit to black women? I care about them more than y'all. Y'all sitting here defending this shit, thinking y'all doing something, simps. Stop simping. Get some balls, Joseph. You sound like a man. Have some balls. Nick, where your balls at, nigga? Stop tucking your balls, man. I'm telling people it's wrong. That's what's wrong with y'all, man. I'm tired of this shit. I ain't grow up like that. My mom tougher than a lot of y'all niggas. My mother kept it 100 with me, bruh. I ain't grow up on no soft bullshit like that. None of my coaches was on that soft shit. Grow some fucking balls.
That's real, bruh.
And women, I'm almost done, bro. Women don't even like that shit, bro. Yep. Ain't no way you got a woman off being on some soft ass bitch shit like that. That shit ain't getting no pussy wet. Excuse my language. If y'all got kids around, all that bitching, man. Go ahead, bro. My fault,
fact, bro. No, bro. Everything you said is facts. I'm gonna just say this: all we doing is raising the standard. We raising the standard. Shit like you is keeping the standard low as hell. That's all you're doing. We talking about the weight because it's a damn problem. It's an issue in the culture. The culture's bad, so we got to talk about it.
And motherfuckers dying at 35 and 40 years old, and you talking about, what are you talking about, black women? Shut your bitch ass up.
That's real.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But go ahead, bro. My fault. I ain't mean to cut you off, bro.
Look, you said it, bro, because, like, this is why I got to speak out about this shit. And this is why this shit's got to be protected. Because shit like that is said too much and it's been allowed too long. That's why he think he comfortable enough to come in and say that. This a different culture. This ain't that same culture that is getting pushed. This culture is trying to promote healthiness. That shit is not healthy. You see what that he just posted about that video? Those ladies were overweight. That's promoting overweight issues continuously in the culture. That's why we got to speak about it, because it's bullshit. Yeah. You don't see anybody else doing that except for us. It's stupid. And it's causing them ladies to be overweight and having issues, real issues. And they're promoting it, and we got to call it out. And shit like you is mad at us for calling it out.
And while you over there bitching, why don't you tell me how many black women you help lose weight? How many black women you helping with your message, and compare that shit to how many black women I help with my message?
That's a fact.
Bring the stats out. Show your picture. Drop an IG. Show the highlights. Stop fucking playing with me, bro. Y'all always come on here bitching with nothing, with no type of evidence to disprove what I'm saying. Y'all just come on here, let me simp. The black woman's a queen. That's cool. You could call her a queen. That's cool. But listen, the real is the real, bro. Is what's more beneficial for our society? Getting these women in shape or coming on here, letting them get away with what the fuck ever, eating what the fuck ever? We watching this, our freaking, this shit getting to the kids, bro. This shit affecting our brains. The fuck? Yeah. Over you here defending this WWE shit. Fuck out of here.
Bro, and that's the thing, man. We care about black women so much, we got to call the shit out. We got to call the shit out. All this whole queen, goddess, all this stuff. If that's the case, then we need to act like it and we need to portray it for real. We got to.
Yeah, bro.
You calling it out, that don't mean you love your black women. If you're going to keep them low grade like this, you really don't love them like that at all.
You don't, bro. And she's still going to slide on me, Elijah Wan and Tune, before she slide on your bitch ass.
Every time.
The fuck is you talking about?
Show that comment Jenny just posted.
Oh, this one? This is, I love when Chris Lake
gets mad. Right there, see when men get mad, when we get and show testosterone, guess what it do? You come in here simping, ain't doing shit but drying shit up.
Yeah, man.
That shit over there.
Dog, and y'all talking, you talking about, he talking about black women's weight. Newsflash, all our bones is the same fucking size. So just because you black don't mean you big boned or something is different. Maybe you hold more muscle or whatever the fuck it is. It's bad habits, bro. I've been around black women my whole life, dog. There are a sector of black women that have bad habits. And that's why the stats are the way they are. Stop putting all this emphasis on race. This shit is, and we're going to talk about fat white people in a second, too. But damn, y'all motherfuckers ain't got no life. You took time out of your day. You ain't had nothing productive during your day. I know you ain't got no hoes, nigga.
Hell nah.
You ain't got no hoes. You ain't work out today. You ain't getting no chicken bag to do that with your day.
Facts.
You probably in your mother's basement. Bro. You're not paying your mama no rent. She tired of you. Your mother probably watched the podcast. She probably just got in the gym, start working out.
She trying to get you kicked out.
She trying to get you in the gym, and your bitch ass ain't getting in the gym. You going to come on here bitching.
Crying.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's fat.
Oh, my God.
I wish you would come on this stream and just spit that bullshit.
This ain't the stream, bro. This ain't the stream. With no picture. You lucky you ain't got no picture up there. Anyway.
It's fucking crazy.
Elijah Wan. Bruh. Anyway, I don't even remember what the video.
What the hell?
The video got carried away, bro. We got carried away.
Fucker, bro. Hold on. Joseph. Hold on, fuck.
Oh shit, hold up. I gotta find that joint, bro, because I had scrolled down for real. Joseph Henry Crawford. Ninja got three names. Ninja first name is Joseph Henry.
Right. Leader of the big backs.
Shit, he probably don't know his pronouns. Oh man.
Goddamn shame.
Jason, is this a real problem? Jason Ross, Tana, you trolling too? You want Jason? I don't know if that was that a troll question. You want some of this? We got Joseph up out of here. Joseph ain't said nothing else. Jason, you trolling too? Hey yo, he good. A lot of fit men are really knocking down BBWs, boosting their ego.
They bullshit too.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man.
They bullshitting too.
You had a nephew pass away at 27 and a cousin who passed away at 30. See?
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
He got a VA judge name. me and Elijah are killing y'all.
That was some hoe ass shit, bro.
Yeah, that's some hoe ass shit. This ain't the one for that, bro. This ain't the one for that, bro.
Oh,
this ain't
my God.
This ain't the one, bro. I'ma talk my shit, bro. Fuck that.
Bro, you got to, because the shit like this is like, nah, we gotta stand 10 toes because it's too many motherfuckers just allowing shit like that. Not enough people talking enough shit back. Like, bro, you wrong.
That's dead ass wrong.
Henry fucking Crawford, you all the way wrong.
All the way. And encouraging that shit, man.
Yeah.
Some hoe ass shit, bro. Speak up. Who cares? Somebody gonna get mad at you, bro. Stand for nothing, fall for anything, ass ninjas.
bro. I was just thinking about that shit the other day, man. My grandma, rest God her soul, man. She told me that shit, and it stuck for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You don't stand for nothing, you're going to fall for anything.
It's facts, bro.
Anything. So, that no, I'm staying 10 toes on this shit. Yeah, don't keep talking that shit. Haters going to hate. Fuck. Yep. Call out the bullshit.
AM1 said, y'all cooking. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, dog. Chick probably really the chick that be arguing with you on your IG posts. I know who you talk about too, bro. All right, and Joseph ass ninjas, that mindset leads to this right here. Let's check this out.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, or
who the elephant? Oh, my fault.
Some of you would like to call it the pig.
Never mind.
My body. My body, causing so much controversy. Okay.
So black women can't lose weight. You seen the Taco Bell bag and that big ass juice? That's probably what 300 calories. No, it's probably that joint probably more than 300 calories.
It is.
But look, what's I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna play the video. What's that? The Taco Bell.
First of all, my body does not define my worth or value as a person. And a human being. It doesn't matter if I'm 500 pounds. It doesn't matter if I'm 200 pounds. My body is my body, and that's all it is. I'm not defined by it, by how it looks. Or
you are defined by it. The definition is you're lazy. You have no discipline. You have no self-control, and you lack knowledge. It says your body says a lot about you.
Or anything of the sort. Number one. Two, I am not promoting anything. I am simply existing. I am existing.
That's the problem. You're existing with no fucking purpose.
In my body. What am I promoting? Existence. Number three, I did not ask for anyone's advice about anything as it pertains to my body, my health, my weight, none of that. So all of the unsolicited advice, thank you, but
it's not unsolicited.
It's really unnecessary and not welcome because I didn't need it in the first place. I
know that car smell crazy.
I'm very capable of taking care of my body. I know what my body.
If you're capable of taking care of your body, you would take care of it.
Body needs. I know what my body wants. I communicate with my body all the time. We're good.
Eating tacos and cheeseburgers is not communicating.
Enjoy the content. Laugh and move along. It's not that serious. Some of y'all get way too up in arms about this. It's literally just social media, and you need to loosen up and relax, okay? And lastly, to all my
no accountability,
my girly poos and guysy poos that are interested in becoming content creators, I don't think I need to explain any more about what I do. But if you are interested, you can just comment CTDC.
All right, that's enough of that shit. Get her big ass off the screen.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, it's Joseph-ass mindsets. That right there is what it leads to. Talking about it's not that serious. You 380 pounds, she probably... She 5'4"? She can't be that tall.
Even if she was
6 feet tall, that's crazy.
Yo, I was about to say, I pulled up the calories. So that Baja Blast drink is 420 calories in that one cup.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I literally pulled it up. It's on their website. Their website shows it. That large cup she was drinking is 420 calories, bro. That shit has 111 grams of sugar. Here's the thing about that. There's added sugars on top of that. Guess how much added sugars is?
How much?
1,100. That's 222% of sugar in that goddamn cup.
But they blaming racism.
Blaming racism.
The diet don't work for you the same.
They blaming Trump. They blaming Trump. And they getting 400 calorie Baja Blast with the taco. You know they ate a Big Mac breakfast. You know they ain't go to the gym. You know their metabolism is trash. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Black
Joseph. People. Joseph.
Yep.
The fuck? And y'all simping for that shit.
This is why we gotta talk. We really gotta talk about this shit. Black people, we gotta go back and get away from this shit. This mindset.
shit that Joseph was speaking is the reason why she's doing this shit that she's doing. And she talking about some, oh, you can't be talking about us. No, the fuck we can. Yeah. And she over there recording herself, eating the stuff, dropping fucking juice every damn where.
Farting in the car and shit.
Hair off, man. Ladies, this is why we're speaking about it. This is why we have to up the standard, because of shit like that. That low standard is keeping them low standard. Just like that girl talking about over, what was it called? Big back travel group, whatever the shit called.
Yeah, man, get the fuck
that's
out of
the
here.
Shit that's going on. It's their mindsets. This is why we got to speak out about it. This is bullshit. This is unacceptable. Black people, we got to do better. And black women, y'all know better. Y'all need to be the ones calling this shit out too. It can't just be us. We need y'all to be speaking up about this shit. That's stupid.
Dumb shit, shit is crazy, bro. But I'm the bad guy for telling you not to do that shit.
Man, fuck that dude, bro.
You feel me?
Fuck that dude.
And I didn't help. Hold on, let me read this text, man. Let me read this text, bro. I got this text the other day. Joseph, I hope you're still watching. I got this text from one of my black male clients, Joseph. Damn, what's the fucking... I should pull it up real quickly. Coach, I don't know how much you know about diabetes, but my A1C went from 9.4 to 6.6 in the last 6 months. The last 90 days training with Less Brunches, More Crunches had a lot to do with this. Thank you, Chris. Let's go. So we helping black women and black men. So you coming on here with all that bitch assness, get that out of here, bro. You go live your, keep your, if you want to be fat, keep that shit out of here. Because we ain't never changing my mind.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And if I don't change yours now, you're going to change it at the doctor in 20 years.
Shout out to that dude, man. For
when you get out your mother basement, ninja. You probably hit the 380 chick in the video that we just watched. You probably in her DM simping.
And what's crazy is she ain't even going to get that nigga none.
Simping. She going to try to get me Elijah Wan in tune. Fuck is you talking about?
Crazy.
I said, damn, she could eat. I feel bad for that car. Hey, yo, you know that car,
that car seat.
You know she be farting in there, too. Oh, you know okay. She do. You know she do. How is it unsolicited and you posted videos online about your body? Exactly. You can't make this shit up, bro. It's feederism. She's trying to dress like a skinny person. Yo. Yep. Clicks and views. Yep. So Brown Baldy got 170 calories.
So the large here, I'm about to say if I can share my screen, I'll share it. But the Baja drink is literally on their website.
If you share it, I gotta approve it. Just here, put the joint in the share joint.
I got you. I'm about to do it right now. I'm about to do that shit right now. There you go.
All right, I got you, bro.
There it is. 420 calories.
And this is this is a large.
That's
cup.
A large.
Yeah, and that was probably a large cup she had too.
That was guaranteed a large cup. Yeah. Look at that, bro. 111 grams of carbs, 111 grams
zoom,
of sugar.
Zoom in a little bit.
Let me see if I
can zoom in.
Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that,
bro.
420 calories in one cup, bro.
Hold up, dog. 111 grams of carbs and 111 grams of sugars? Sugars?
And here's the worst part. This is 0% everything that you need, but everything that's big back about it. Look at the ingredients. High fructose, corn syrup, citric acid, natural artificial flavors, caffeine, sodium benzoate, sodium citrate, gum arabic, calcium, disodium, EDTA, yellow. Y'all got red dye 40 shit causing cancer, and then she drinking this shit, and y'all promoting
that's
this.
Crazy.
All
bro.
Of those things are linked to cancer growth in your body. 420 calories is crazy in one cup. Added 111 sugars with all this cancerous ingredients. And you wonder why we got to call this shit out. This girl is not thinking right. If she knew all this stuff was in it, she don't care because it tastes good.
She don't even care.
She don't care.
She don't
even
care.
That's why we got to speak out about this shit, because it makes me mad. It's like we gotta really flip their minds to say what you're doing is causing self-harm. All that is self-hate.
And y'all ninjas talking about, I like them thick.
420 calories.
Black That's men crazy. Like them bigger. Black men like them bigger. No. Get that bullshit out of here, man.
And that's on their website, so you know I ain't bullshitting. You can look it up yourself.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, we killing y'all, man. Let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Man, it's crazy out here, bro. All right, man. We got this one. We remember that challenge I did. I played when the girl was like, it was like Taco Bell, and the girl did the dance.
Yeah, I seen that one.
Well, we got a white girl doing some shit to it. She's doing belly jiggling to it. Let's check it out.
Cheesecake, apple pie, chocolate chip cookies, brownie.
Jenny, get your people. Hey Joseph, we're talking about white people. You have anything to say now?
Ice cream sundae. S'mores. Banana split.
Oh, pumpkin. Oh, she don't like banana splits.
Pie.
She don't like pumpkin pie.
Red velvet cake.
She don't like red velvet cake.
Carrot cake.
She don't like carrot cake.
Cobbler?
She got real carrots in it. She got real food in it. She don't like it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Bruh, it's not just the black community, bruh. This shit is getting wild, bro.
And got the nerve to have some damn coochie cutter shorts on. Crazy.
But you know it's a ninja starving for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's a ninja starving for it. At a certain point, though, bro, like, and of course, like, women need to be held accountable. They the ones eating the shit, making the choices. Absolutely. But dudes, if dudes fix their standards, if these chicks could get no D, shit right. would change, bro.
Quick.
Shit would change, but they're still getting D. They're not going to change, bro. It's on the men. The men got to raise their standards, dog. This shit getting crazy out here. And dudes be simping for these joints. Be on their OnlyFans buying they shit to watch them jiggle their belly.
That shit is so fucking dumb to me, bro. How you a grown-ass man paying for somebody for some pictures?
Crazy, bro.
I can't believe this, bro. And she got the nerve to be sitting on that couch with some damn coochie cutters with a belly out.
You know,
cheesecake.
Hold on.
Apple pie.
You know she in the WWE too. She's coming out to the Royal Rumble, man. And she coming out to her theme song. Where you at, Joseph? We got white people on here, Joseph.
The BBWO.
Yeah, facts. Man. That's where we at now in society, man. So like I said, we gotta keep talking about this shit, bro.
Yeah.
And when we talk about it, we're not talking about it to try to save the world. We just trying to help the folks that want help. And we know we ain't saving everybody. We ain't saving the Josephs.
Right.
All right, we ain't saving the Josephs. But shit crazy, man. All facts, Kyla. I can't believe as a woman you let your stomach get that big. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy as fuck. They don't care. A real man don't give a fuck about that. Okay.
That nigga so, ain't
you don't want a real man. You want a bitch. Right. You want a that. Bitch. You want a bitch that you could bitch slap.
You want a Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph. Why are you talking about black women? Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You got to start charging BBWs if they want some D. You and Mike Hawkins need to stop punishing them for free.
Oh, shit.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Someone showing off Snorlax.
That's great.
Porn is free and sex is free. Well, dudes with no game, no mouthpiece think they got to pay for OnlyFans. That's a whole nother convo, man. Yeah. Whole nother convo. It's definitely disgusting. If that heifer got on top of you in the bedroom, she farted, it's a wrap. That's disgusting.
She ain't even getting nowhere near me. She ain't even getting in my house. You can't even fit my door.
I'm telling you, bro. Another white girl L, yes.
How dare you?
Calories are racist. This type to claim to be confident in their bondage will turn their nose up a baddie. Oh, man. Well, listen, bro. I said that. Mark Rose. Yes, Snorlax. All right, man. Michael Hawkins, see you in the morning, big dog, at the gym. And we got one more video, man. We got to talk about these fake fitness gurus, man. And I'm going to have to get off of here and get some sleep. Your boy Tad. But let's check it out, man.
Walk into a room and you have abs. Cool. What the fuck does that do for?
Oh, before we continue, bro, who the fuck is listening to this guy? Okay, let me stop. Let's go back.
You walk into a room and you have abs. Cool. What the fuck does that do for you? You need to have a present.
Who the fuck listened to Jimmy Neutron? My fault. I'm gonna shut up now.
You walk into a room and you have abs. Cool. What the fuck does that do for you? You need to have a...
If you don't get Timmy Turner the fuck out of here, my fault. I'm gonna let the video play. My bad, bruh.
You walk into a room and you have abs. Cool. What the fuck does that do for you? You need to have a presence. Mass. That aura behind you that you only get from being a large male. Yeah, you might be lean, but you've built a body for Instagram, not for life.
Boy, if you don't...
I got
boy,
you.
Boy, if you don't...
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hold on. I
you
got
you. You walk into a room and you have abs. Cool.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Bro, what's up with the fitness industry, bro?
I don't know who that dude is.
Me neither. I would never listen. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
I'm going to tell you what six-pack abs do for you. You can walk in a room and take that shit over. You don't wake up. Bro, I wake up feeling good. I can walk up with my shirt off. I'm like, shit, I'm ready for the day.
Yeah.
This nigga talking about some, what does that do for you? I'm going to fucking do a lot.
So what the fuck? Yeah, I'm supposed to just walk around. Yeah. And listen, I don't have a six-pack all year, bro, but I'm not walking around with no gut or no stomach, bro. I know plenty dudes that got more mass than me. But yeah, their stomach don't look better than mine. Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, bro, do what works for you at the end of the day. If you want to be one of the guys who don't really have a toned stomach and you want to have mass, do that. If you want to be a leaner guy, myself, I prefer to be lean and strong as fuck. That's me. That's what I like. That's what I feel good at, bro. I don't like bulking, right? If I competed, that'd be different. I would have to bulk. I don't compete. You feel me? So it's just like, bro, like, shut the fuck up. Let people do what they want to do. If you look good, feel good. If you think you look bomb in your clothes, man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I think for men, man, I think we need to have, like, some type of standard, right? So, like, I'll give you an example. So, like, if you're trying to be a power lifter, right? Like, we know you're not going to have no six-pack abs like that, but you strong as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're doing what you got to do to be healthy. Same thing, like, if you're trying to be, like, a bodybuilder or an athlete or whatever like that, right? Like, yeah, do what you do, like you said, man. You know, find what works for you. But, like, you can't just be hating on motherfuckers just because you got six-pack. What's wrong with you? It's like, bro, stop. You know you capping. You know most dudes who are trying to lose weight, I'm not saying they're trying to get a six-pack, but that's a goal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just man, to say they did it. Like, y'all know what that does for you. You know it's what it does. Man, anybody who is not having a six-pack – and then they stressed out. I'm like, look, go work out, do what you got to do, and it's going to do more for you than not doing shit at all.
That's it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's that lazy shit. Like, this is another Joseph. Lower class thinking. This shit is nothing. This is doing nothing but lowering the standard. And fellas,
it is, bro.
Black men specifically, y'all got to up y'all standards. Y'all can't just be sliding in the DMs of the big joint just to be cracking something. And trying
that's
to say,
all dudes be worried about getting some cheeks, bro.
I can't, bro. Y'all,
any type of cheeks,
it's because they ain't getting none. That's why they doing that.
Uh oh,
because they ain't getting no cheeks.
Uh oh,
they simping, bro. They'll do all that shit for the big girl because they not getting none at the end of the day because they not happy.
Got to be down bad for that shit. That's crazy,
bro. Real talk, we know what we used to talk about. Look. I don't even know if I want to say it, but shit.
Don't even go there, but ninjas be down bad. We
do
already
be down
know.
Bad.
Ninjas be down bad, bro. All it's right, crazy.
I ain't going to go there, but I'm going to just say this, man. Fellas, just up y'all standards, bro. Like, you would get a lot more out of upping your standards and at least aiming for it. Am I saying aim for a six-pack? But just be in shape. Be fit. Yep. Just be fit, and it's going to do more for you than anything else. And you don't need a lot of money. You don't have to be rich for that shit.
That's it.
Just be healthy as fuck. Be fit as fuck.
Get on your shit, man. Fact. Even if it's, you know, you ain't got to be the fittest dude, but look, have a presence. Have a presence. That could be, it could be a runner. It could be a lifter. But look like you give a fuck about yourself and you take initiative to take care of yourself. That's it. Ladies, too. Look like you give a fuck about yourself, all right? That's it, man. Don't let anybody make you feel bad because you don't weigh what they weigh. I'm 6 foot 200. This people 6 foot 230, 6 foot 250. I don't want to be there.
Yep.
I don't care to do that. Tell them, step in the high rocks though. Tell them step in the high rocks. Let's see how they do. See if they keep talking that shit. Joseph ass ninjas.
Come step in the boxing ring. Go a couple rounds and see what the fuck.
That's a whole nother.
I done seen so many big dudes, bro. They come in there trying to swing because they big, bro. What? One swing, black. Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, that big shit don't mean nothing when them gloves come on. You dig?
That's a whole nother story.
I done spar big and small. They all go down.
But that's it. Nah, facts. But that's the thing, though, man. You are basically, they're forming that opinion on what they're comfortable on. Anybody could get humbled if you step into a different lane. You could step into yoga and get humbled. You feel me? So pipe down with that shit, bro. Shit is not as sweet as you think it is. Relax. All right. We hit it. As long as you getting better, you getting better. Fuck it. You know?
1% better every day.
Hell yeah, man. With all that being said, man, that's another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Kate McCrew. I go to Overeaters Anonymous. I haven't heard of that. I'm gonna have to look that up. High Rocks video dropping Thursday, 8:00 a.m. So check that out. It got some footage in there too of the race. Y'all will like it. Marty, I'm gonna fire you up next time I see where that goes. How you crash out on a Bama named Joseph? Man, I don't care, bro.
Man, no, we gotta go up on that nigga.
That ain't Jesus' daddy.
That's a fact, man.
He ain't with Mary. That's not him.
Hell nah.
He need to change his name. Acting like that. Man. Y'all go ahead. Follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. We got to get the message out there. Less Brunches, More Crunches on Apple Podcasts. If you want to listen to the audio form, you go ahead and do your closing thoughts, bro.
I got you, bro. Sure. Hey, man, follow me, y'all. King Olajuwon 21 on IG. Facebook and YouTube is Rise and Rise Academy. You dig? Man, listen. Fellas, just at the end of the day, up your motherfucking standards. Just up them. And ladies, if y'all gonna want a good man, because I know y'all was talking shit about a fit man.
Man.
Guess what? If that nigga got standards, then you need to follow right behind that motherfucker. And you'll get a lot more out of that. You'll get in shape that way. Then you'll get the man you want by following what he got going on, if he got his shit together. And you might fuck around and get a ring to a rich fit nigga, and then you win. But fellas, you gotta up your standards so you can get that same shit.
Yeah, and not just for the women, up your standards for yourself too, man.
That's real.
You know, we need more dudes killing shit, being successful out here as well, and that'll change a lot. So,
yeah.
If you like any of the fatties in the video, don't watch the podcast. And you know what it is, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. I'm back on here Friday, 10:00 Eastern. Olajuwon, I know you probably got your stuff to do, so I don't think Olajuwon will be here.
Yeah.
Tune might be here. If not, I'm going to just hold it down solo. And appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.